Hey friends, welcome to The Perfectionist Guide to Mothering. I'm your host, Andrea Fortenberry. This is a podcast about finding freedom from perfectionism to show up for the life God has for you. Mom life is messy, unpredictable, and just plain hard sometimes, but it's also amazing. I believe God uses it all to grow us into the women He wants us to be. We can't do motherhood on our own. We need God's help. We need wisdom from other moms. We need the encouragement of community. I hope you'll find all of that and more as you listen in. Welcome to episode 98 of The Perfectionist Guide to Mothering. Hello, friends. It's May, which I fondly refer to as Maycember. I highly recommend that you watch the Holderness Families video by that title on YouTube. I have linked it for you here in the show notes because it will surely make you smile. This is the month when your calendar and your to-do list get extra full, just like December, which means you may be feeling a little burned out right now. It's such an exciting time of year. Mother's Day is around the corner, which, by the way, I hope your family spoils you and that you get everything your heart desires. The school year is winding down, so we have teacher appreciation, spirit week, last concerts, and yearbooks. Graduations are happening. We're planning summer camps and summer vacations. It's so much good stuff, but it's a lot of stuff nonetheless. I know you're juggling a lot of details right now because I am too. This year so far for me has been extremely full with my job at the Mom Co., writing my motherhood devotional, this podcast, my kids' activities, including a trip to New York City to see my daughter's choir perform at Carnegie Hall, which meant that most of us got sick the week after when we returned. Because, you know, you pick up germs when you're on airplanes and on the subway, right? Then there's the usual laundry, grocery shopping, taxing children to their activities, and figuring out what to make for dinner every single night. It's been a lot. And truth be told, in the middle of April, I was feeling burned out. Thankfully, the weekend right after was less full for our family and for me. I felt like I had time and space to breathe. I went for a walk while my son was at his sports practice, and I called a friend while I was walking around the track. I rested later that day. I also organized my pantry that had been completely out of control for a really long time, and it felt so good. That weekend helped me see clearly what we can do when we're feeling burned out. So I have five main suggestions for you and a lot of mini suggestions wrapped within them. The first one, take a break. Don't get to your breaking point. Take a break when you need it along the way. The world will not end if you need to unplug and rest for a while. Your family is not going to go into chaos all because you need a little break. Everything is going to be okay. Here's a couple of ways that you can take a break. You can spend time with Jesus. Maybe you listen to the Bible on audio. Maybe you read a devotion. Maybe you take a prayer walk or listen to worship music. Something that will give your spirit a break and have some quiet and spend some time with Jesus. Taking a break could also look like taking a nap. That's one of my favorite ways to take a break. And I'm one of those people, I can't just get by with a 20-minute little cat nap. I need a good hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of a nap. And I try to do that every Sunday, even during busy times. You could also take a walk. I find that sometimes just getting out of my house and walking around in nature, in my neighborhood, just reminds me of everything else that's going on out in the world, outside of my house, outside of my work, outside of my to-do list, and it really can just be a break for our soul and for our bodies if they are used to sitting a lot, which for most of us, that is the case. Okay, so that was take a break. Second, simplify. When you are in a really busy season, focus on doing what is essential and then ask yourself, what can you let go of? I like to ask this question, what is the minimum effective dose that you can get by with in that season? So here are a couple of things that I like to try to do. They can be simple, but they can have a big impact, such as eating on paper plates. Maybe that's not better for the environment, but it means that we don't have a stack of dishes piling up and extra overwhelm and stress because the kitchen is crazy. Eating on paper plates sometimes means that we have a little more time because we just throw them in the trash and no dishes to do. And then thinking about meals and eating meals and planning meals, just simplify that as you can too. Have sandwiches or cereal or batch cook something so that you have leftovers during the week. Try to simplify as much as you can. Third thing we can do is to delegate or outsource. What are the things that only you can do and do those? Only you can be the wife to your husband, only you can be the mom to your kids, right? Think about in terms of your relationships and the things within your household that only you can do and focus on doing them well. And then for everything else, ask for help. Ask your kids to help do things, ask your husband. You can hire outside people to help you with things like taking care of your lawn. You can use grocery delivery or pickup, or you can order takeout. You can use Amazon to bring things that you need to buy and you don't have the time or energy to do it. Delegate and outsource. There are seasons when we may need to do that more than others, and we don't need to feel guilty about it because the truth is that everyone needs help. So a way we can receive the help that we need is to delegate or outsource. Next thing we can do when we are feeling burned out is to plan ahead. Take a few minutes to look at your calendar and what's coming up. In really busy seasons, I know that I'm tempted to just look at that day or the next day, but it's important if we can just take a little zoom out and see what is coming up. For example, if you are at the grocery store today, what could you buy today that would save you another trip to the store maybe 4 or 5 days from now? Things that would keep, right? But maybe you need teacher appreciation gifts, or maybe you need a birthday card for a birthday party this weekend, or a baby shower gift. Just look on your calendar, pick it up while you're there. Another thing related to this that I've tried to do as well is just grab an extra. Grab something extra just in case you need it. So teacher appreciation, for example, or maybe it's a Mother's Day gift, or supplies that your child might need for their end of the year party. Just grab an extra. It never hurts. And then you have it and you can save your future self potentially from an extra trip to the store. What are the small things you can do now to prepare and reduce future stress? So I already mentioned Mother's Day, teacher appreciation. And also, as you're planning ahead, I really want to encourage you to plan something fun on your calendar that you can look forward to in a few days or weeks when this May-cember busy season winds down. Maybe it's getting together with your girlfriends to celebrate the end of the school year. Maybe it's planning a special date night with your husband. Maybe it is just some time for you to go run errands alone, right? Whatever that looks like to you, what sounds fun, what sounds restful, I encourage you to do that and put it on your calendar now. Okay, last thing is to do something that revives your soul. So think about for you, what is it that would give you some refreshment and restoration during this busy season? You could call a friend. I loved that day that I had some time, I made a few phone calls as I was walking around the track, and I was able to chat with my dear friend, and we're both in a season of busyness and working full time, and we were just able to catch up and connect and to let each other know, I understand exactly how you're feeling. And it was just wonderful to connect and to catch up together. So that was very refreshing to my soul. I already mentioned this one, but I believe it falls under here as well, is take a walk. Again, be in nature. Be reminded that the world is bigger than just what's going on in your house. That can be a very calming and rejuvenating thing. Think about carving out some time for creativity, whatever that looks like for you, whether that is cooking or coloring or creating art or crafting or organizing a closet, whatever feels creative and inspiring and rejuvenating to you, do that. Even if it's just a little bit that you can do now, if you get a taste of it, you're going to want to come back for more. So plan something that can help you to revive your soul, that helps you to feel like you and is something that you really enjoy. Friend, I know you're weary and you might be feeling guilty for needing or wanting rest or just feeling like you need some time after a busy burnout season. But I'm not going to let you have any mom guilt about it. Nope, it's not allowed. We are human beings, not human doings. And we all need time to recharge so that we can show up as best we can for this one and only life God has for us. I want to give you a couple of reminders. You've likely heard me share these before if you have been a listener for a while, but that's okay because we all need these reminders regularly, me included. So I want to remind you that rest is not a reward for a job well done. It is the fuel that helps us to keep going. Not only that, but rest is an invitation. It's an invitation to find the restoration we need, yes, but it's also the invitation to trust God with all that we have left on our to-do list. It's an opportunity to put our faith in action by doing what we can and trusting God with the rest. I'm going to read Matthew 11, 28 through 30 in the Message translation. And it says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Friend, I pray that for you, that you experience the unforced rhythms of grace as you implement the things that we talked about: taking a break, simplifying, delegating and outsourcing, planning ahead, and doing something that revives your soul. Remember, Jesus wants to partner with us in our motherhood. Jesus is always there, and he's always inviting us to spend time with him in rest, and that will help us to battle the burnout that we might be feeling as moms in this season or when we feel it at any other time. At the end of every episode, you know I like to ask fun questions of my guests, and today, since it's just me, I get to answer them. So first one, something that I'm reading, watching, or listening to these days. I'm so excited because the book, It Wasn't Roaring, It Was Weeping, by Lisa Jo Baker, just released yesterday, and I know it's only going to last me a few days because I cannot put it down. I will link it for you in the show notes. And I also love listening to her podcast with Christy Purifoy called Out of the Ordinary. And the recent episodes are all about the book. So if you would like to learn more before you buy the book, I encourage you to tune in there. And I am praying that I can get Lisa Jo here on the podcast soon. Next question, a favorite product, service, or practice that makes my life easier. Here it is. Schedule a date night with your husband. And I recommend scheduling it at the beginning of the month for some time within that month. Then, when you're actually out on that date, pick the date for the next month. I started doing this back in January, and I will say that we've had more consistent date nights this year than we probably ever have, even with all the busyness in our schedules. We are just thinking ahead, planning ahead, getting it on the calendar. And yes, we have had to reschedule a time or two, but it just feels automated now that, okay, we're on our date, we're going to pick the date for next time. And that has really helped us to connect and have consistent time together this year. Next, what is a best soul or self-care tip for moms? Take a hot bath. This can be the way that you take a break, that you do something that revives your soul, is to take a hot bath. I try to take a bath weekly and I love it so much. I don't always get it done weekly, but I really try to. I grab my laptop sometimes and we'll put on a show while I'm soaking, or sometimes I'll just listen to music or a podcast, or sometimes I don't listen to anything at all. Pour in some Epsom salts and your favorite bubble bath and enjoy that time. It's good for your body and for your soul. Last question, what is God teaching me in this season? He's teaching me that it's okay to drop things for a while when you're in a busy season, perhaps in a season where you're feeling burned out, and it's okay to pick them back up when you have the chance. We don't need to feel guilty or ashamed. We can just pick up what we had dropped and move forward as best we can. Friends, thank you so much for listening in today. Right after this episode releases, it's going to be Mother's Day. So again, just a reminder, happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a wonderful day doing what you would like to do and that your family loves you and spoils you for all the million little ways that you love and care for them. You're doing an amazing job as a mom, friend. God sees all that you do, and know that I'm here cheering you on.